Hello, everyone. This is John Jolliff, and welcome to the next issue of Life. And we had a wonderful time over the weekend in San Francisco. We were up there giving our lecture on struggles. And one of the interesting things that happened in our discussion there was I was beginning to share with the audience some of my own struggles that I've had and that I'm going through right now. And it was such a simple thing to do, just share a few thoughts with the people in attendance. And after the seminar, both during and after the seminar, people came to me and told me how much it meant to them that they could learn from someone who also was going through something that they themselves were going through. How comforting it was to know that no one has it all together. And if I haven't said it before, please let me say it again. I am not prepared to do this talk. I'm not prepared to sit before you today in this microphone because I have it all together. But what I am doing is getting it together. And as I learn, I share with you my experiences. Well, a number of people came to me, said it was really helpful to have someone communicate who is effective in their communication, to be able to share with them what it's like to go through this or that. I gave a certain kind of reality, I guess, to what I'm saying. The fact that I'm not just reading this in books and sharing it to you, but am living it as I go. I want to talk to you about the power of words. Because whether you're a writer or whether you're a physician or whether you're a pastor or whether you're a therapist, an Indian chief, we're all dependent on communication skills. That's right. We live or die by our ability to use words. Words, very important, radio particularly. You know, people have talked to me about television and radio, and I find that radio is a very interesting art because it requires words, not just language, but how you use words. Can you artistically interweave the spoken word to meet the need? Words can be gate openers. That's right, or gate slammers. You can open up a conversation, you can open up a relationship with your choice of words, or you can close it down as quickly as anything else that you can do. That's right, it's not how you dress, it's not how intelligent you are, how much money you have. It's your use of language. That's very, very important. You know, words can open up recovery. That's right. It can make you open to taking risks, moving and pushing out the envelope to make the changes you need to make. Or words poorly chosen can make you fearful and resistant. The right words can mobilize the will to live and provide a congenial environment for heroic responses. And we certainly did this last Friday, have some of those opportunities. There was one particular lady I asked to come out of the audience, sit in the chair before us and take some risks. You know, she had all the insight she'd gained in therapy and counseling and all of those things. She knew, she knew plenty. But what she didn't do enough of, and what I'm asking you to do again today by picking up that toll-free line, by listening to this broadcast and by telling other friends, what I'm asking you to do is take some risks. That's right, nothing changes life like change. You know, wisdom and knowledge and insight and faith and all of these things are very important. Maybe they're the kind of the, you know, the preparatory first steps to making a change. But not until you actually make that change and take that risk does anything ever happen. What do they say? That the fruit is always at the end of the branch and you can't get the fruit unless you crawl out on the limb? Well, it's true. Mobilizing the will to live, that's all part of choosing words carefully. Being able to diagnose something correctly is a good test of competence. Being able to ascertain and figure out and discern, that shows your competence. But being able to tell, to explain, you know, what has to be known, what has to be shared, that's a good test of artistry. That's right. There is not there's not only the problem of language itself. You know, when you find yourself in a position where you have to depend upon words, whether it's a relationship, or maybe you're supervising people at work, maybe you're a teacher, maybe you're a parent, maybe you're in a relationship. But when you find yourself in a place where you have to depend upon language, you have not only the problems of language, you know, how to use words that will not confuse or mislead, but you also have the obligation, that's right, obligation of telling the truth. And the difficulty caused by people who have varying abilities to deal with the truth. Listen, communication and proper communication is one of the most difficult undertakings on earth. And the older I get, you may say, well, you're not so old, but the older I get, the more I'm forced to recognize that many of the breakdowns and even the tragedies have their origins in faulty communication. We misspeak. We don't choose our words carefully. I'm talking about the predicaments not just of human beings, but the confrontation between nations, the inability of people to convey intentions and meanings. It has been one of the prime causes of confusion and violence all over the centuries. I think it's the background of bias and prejudice, misunderstandings of all kinds. Listen, if you can be artful in your communication, if you can choose your words well, that doesn't mean that you ever can choose your words in such a fashion that no one will ever have the possibility of misunderstanding you. No. No, you choose the words that clearly convey what it is you're trying to say. And when you're convinced that it makes sense to you and it's clear to you, other people will get it. Other people will ask the questions they need to ask. They'll understand ultimately. That's right. But be a person who sets the environment. Set the environment with the tone of your voice, with the words you choose. If you're going to give statistics, talk positively about the statistics. Instead of saying 3 out of 5 people are going to, or 3 out of 10 people are going to have whatever happened to them, talk about the 7 out of 10 that won't. 7 out of 10 of people won't have this happen to them in their lifetime. Don't scare people. Choose your words and your statistics carefully. Artistry, my friends, artistry. And what we found this weekend at the seminar in San Francisco talking about struggles is that my sharing with you some of the things about my life and what I've gone through and going through was helpful for you. I chose my timing and my words carefully, I guess. Good. It was a nice time. Okay, let's get on the phones and let's talk about what's going on with you and your relationship with language. I think there's a little section of Proverbs, doesn't it? It says that words that are timely given, words that are carefully chosen. Yes, the Bible's replete with that, and particularly in Proverbs, talks about the timing and the use of the tongue. Beautiful sections.